الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسبوا أصحابي فإن أحدكم لو أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Let's all recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders, brothers and young ones, today inshallah we would just like to mention a few points as a reminder for all of us. So in a short time, we'll go through three points that I would like every one of us to remember it and to try and implement on it, inshallah. Firstly, the point that I would like to mention today is the ayah of the Quran and the hadith that I've recited is about the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تَسُبُّ أَصْحَابِي. Do not speak ill about my companions. Do not speak ill about my companions. And then the hadith goes on to say that if you were to spend the wealth equivalent to the Mount of Uhud in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would not equivalent or that would not go on to reach what a handspan of what the Sahaba gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that time was completely different. When they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time it was completely different. So no matter how much we do, no matter how much nek amal we do, how much of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we do, no matter how much pious we become, we cannot reach the status and the rank of the sahaba, of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when we refer to them, we say Sahabatu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba. They are known as the Sahaba, companions. They are not just the friends or the students. They are not known as just the friends or the students. The laqab and the title that we give to them, or in fact Allah gives it in the is Sahaba. And that relationship of companionship is completely different and very, very special. That relationship of respect and learning, you don't find just in a student or just in a friend. That is why they are known as the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, our responsibility and part of our iman is that we need to respect all and each and every sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every sahabi. Each and every sahabi. It's not allowed for us to speak ill about any of the sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, great scholar. I'm sure you'd have heard the name of Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. One day a person comes to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi and he asks, Ya Shaykh, O Imam, we know when we look in the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, obviously without a doubt, great ruler, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, we are not diminishing or belittling his effort whatsoever. But this person comes to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi and he asks, that, O Shaykh, if we look into the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, the work of fiqh, the work of hadith was very, very high. And we see there were so many efforts of deen took place in the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. And then he goes on to say that, but when we look behind and we see in the life of Muawiyah radiallahu an, we see there were so much of ikhtilaf. There were differences of opinion. We find there were so many incidents that took place. So does it mean that Umar bin Abdul Aziz is better than Muawiyah radiallahu an? The life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz is better than Muawiyah? Can we say this? This was the question that was asked to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. So it's been reported that Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi gave a response that, listen, you know that dust that came out from the horse of Muawiyah radiallahu an when he was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that dust is even better than Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Even that dust is better than Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. Not belittling Umar bin Abdul Aziz, but just trying to say the status and the rank of the Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the level and the status of Sahaba. So number one is that we are not allowed to belittle any of the Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Part of our iman is that we love all the Sahabas, all the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number one. Secondly, is that, mashallah, you know, the holiday season has begun. We're in our summer holidays. So there are a few reminders, inshallah. Our kids, our children, the whole year they wait for this time. And for this time, when will our holiday start? So they wait for this time. But the question that we parents, right? So the second point is related to us as parents. And then the third, I'll go to the kids, inshallah. So, you know, the kids, they wait for this time. Now, we need to think that what are they waiting for? Are they waiting for this time so that they can spend more time on their PlayStation? So that they can have more time with the screen time? So that they can have more time with their, you know, the online gadgets that they've got? Are they waiting for this? Or are they waiting for this time so we can spend more time with our parents? What are they waiting for? So if the reality is that our kids are waiting for this time so that they can spend more time online, then we have missed our tricks. We haven't given time to our kids. So it's very, very important that as parents, we need to give some time to our kids. You know, many a time, our kids, our children, they don't want expensive holidays from us. What they want from us is just that few minutes with them without our phones. Give them the attention. Spend some time with them. And build that memory. How can we build that memory? Bring them to the masjid. Come to the masajid. Come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take them to these majalis that takes place, the bayanat and the ulama that comes from abroad. They give the nasa'ih. Go with them to these places and go out and have some fun which is in the line of sharia. You know, Islam does not stop us from having fun. Islam doesn't stop us that. You know, in fact, if we look into the seerah, the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raced with Aisha radiallahu anha. He did racing with Aisha radiallahu anha. How many of us here have ever raced with our wives, with our spouse? But this is the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He played with the kids. You know, with his, we've got many incidents where we see the love and the playing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his grandchildren. Right? So this was the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So secondly, we need to give time to our kids. We need to spend some time together and build some memories. Number two. And thirdly, is for the kids, mashallah. I see here there are many kids that are present today. So I would like to ask a question if any of the kids want to reply or give the answer. You know, our parents, they love us, isn't it? Without a doubt, our moms and our dads, they love us. But can any of the kids, the young ones seated here, can anyone tell me that who loves us more than our parents? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without a doubt. Allah loves us more. And after Allah, who loves us more than even our parents? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do you know the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us is more than the love of our parents for us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved us so much, right? The next thing that I would like to ask is, did we even see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lifetime? No, we haven't seen him. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see us? In this dunya, he didn't see us. But still we see that he loved us so much. He loved us so much. Now, in reply, what do we need to do? What's my responsibility? What should we be doing when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved us so much? He did not see us in this dunya. Inshallah, we'll meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. We'll meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. We will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. But in this dunya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see us. But he loved us so much. So you know what we should be doing? We should make sure that whatever we do, we try and copy the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. Whatever we do. You know, we seek to eat. Before we eat, we read the dua. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. You know, when we put our clothes on, we put the right first and then the left. When we take out, it's the other way around. We put the shoe on, we put the right shoe first and then the left. You know, these are the things that will take us closer to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, if I just keep on saying, I love the Prophet, I love the Prophet, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, very good. We all claim and we should be claiming the love. But at the same time, if I'm not trying to copy the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, even more worse than that is, if I copy a person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say a sport player, and a person copies him, the way he dresses, the way he has the haircut, in all the ways, right? So will that be taking us closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, we're not copying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as you know, as I've mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved us so much. So each and every sunnah, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life, that's how we should try and live our life. So in that way, we will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as a summary, firstly, we should all be respecting and saying out with respect about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not allowed to speak ill about any of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, to the parents is that we should try our best to spend some time together. Build some memories. And this time, inshallah, you know, this will help us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And thirdly, for the kids, that we should try and copy the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in each and everything that we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and steadfastness on these, on deen. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله